Kevin's number one pet peeve is people who chew gum and people who crack their gum in their mouth. And if you crack your gum...
Yeah, you better...
Oh my God, you better run for the fucking hills because he is going to shoot you a look like you have stabbed him in the heart. Everyone, welcome to Life with a Sherry on Top. I am your host, Sherry Hagan, and today I am joined once again by my permanent co-host, Kevin, who does not want to be
permanent. No such thing as permanent.
All right. Well, my regular. How's that?
I'll be a regular.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So welcome, handsome.
Thank you, beautiful. I appreciate it. Thanks. Good to be here.
So today I want to talk about... Boy, it's just been this kind of a day. So this is why I want to talk about it. I want to talk about our pet peeves. And it's so easy for me to choose. Like, everybody has a laundry list. Well, maybe not a laundry list. Everybody has something that drives them crazy about somebody else.
I think mine's very short.
Yours is short, but I couldn't. Can I just name it without even discussing it? Okay. Yeah. Kevin's number one pet peeve is people who chew gum and people who crack their gum in their mouth.
The chew gum with their mouth. I mean, their mouth open. You can chew gum all day. I don't care. But if you're like, no, thank you. I will not be happy.
And if you crack your gum.
Yeah. You better.
Oh my God, you better run for the fucking hills because he is going to shoot you a look like you have stabbed him in the heart.
Well, it goes beyond the look. So I'd tell a quick story if I can.
Please.
Should I start with that?
Yeah.
So I was on a flight. I fly frequently for business and I was on a business flight and a girl next to me was chomping away like a cow in a field.
Yep.
And I mean, I put on my headphones, Bose noise canceling.
Right.
QC45s. I mean, great product. Great, you know, great noise canceling. And I still hear her. And I looked at her and I said, you need to toss that gum or I'm going to rip your fucking teeth out.
Oh, nice.
And she said, excuse me? And I said, can you please toss your gum out? I changed my line after I was like, oh, that was a little aggressive. But I mean, it buries into my head.
Wait, did she?
Yes. Yeah. She put it in the barf bag and then put the barf bag back in the back of the seat and never threw it away. So
okay.
Someone who needed
She's
that
one of those.
Is closed with, yeah. It's closed with used gum. But
oh my God, I have a story about that. Wait, I do. I have a total story about that. I'm sorry, but you know how one thing leads to another. So when I was married the first time to my ex, we were flying to, of all places, Concordia, Kansas. He had an aunt that lived in Concordia, Kansas.
Is that an airport?
Yes, a very teeny tiny airport. Yeah. So we flew from Chicago to Kansas City and from Kansas City to Concordia. Mm-hmm. And the pilot on the twin engine plane from Kansas City to Concordia looked to be about 12.
Might have been. Yeah.
And there was, how many of them were there? There were a lot. Whatever. We were plus one in a plane that... So the plane didn't seat as many as we had.
Okay.
So one of us had to sit in the aisle. It was not me.
Wait, what? Wait. Sit in the aisle. No seat.
Right. It's like
the good old days.
It's like a 20-minute flight. This was in the 90s. We were going to visit...
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. We were going to visit... What everybody referred to as Auntie Sister, because she was a nun. Okay, so it was Auntie Sister that we were going to go visit. And we flew in this itty bitty prop engine plane. And again, the pilot looked like he was 12, and one of us didn't have a seat. I had a seat.
Awesome.
I had a seat, and the flight was so rough. I was sure we were going down.
Mm.
Like 100% positive we were going down.
Mm.
And I don't do well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't do well at planes, like ordinary planes, I'm fine in, right? But this was like an itty bitty, teeny tiny prop engine plane.
Take that just a little further for a second. Uh-uh.
No.
Oh.
We're not going there.
My story. I can't interrupt
you. You can, but let me finish mine. So,
Okay. Anyway,
I don't do well with like carnival rides or anything because I get motion sick. I can't even drive. I can't even drive. I can't even be in the back seat of a car because I get motion sick. Right. So anyway, this flight was horrible and I feel like I'm going to barf, and I pull out the barf bag that's in the pocket in front of me.
Yep.
Right. And it's full of fucking barf. They didn't clean it up. Oh my God. And I was sitting next to my mother-in-law who was dying. She was laughing so hard. And I mean, it is funny, but also disgusting.
Yeah, how do you not smell that?
I don't know. I couldn't even barf in the barf bag because somebody had already barfed in it. So when you say gum, I'm like, okay, that's not so bad because I've experienced worse.
Yeah, but if you want to barf, you can't open a bag because it's shut with gum.
Well, that's true. Yeah. All right, tell your story.
Well, that's it.
No, you were going to say something about my flights.
Well, no, I was going to say something about you in general.
Well, do it.
Where you need to be in control of everything.
Yes,
well,
I do. It's true.
So flights that are not smooth as silk are a problem. Somebody else driving is usually an issue.
Yes.
I mean, if you're not, that's, I mean, like I can, for the first 5 years I traveled, I never slept on a plane, but now it's like,
oh my God,
it's like a sleeping pill.
Yes.
I get on a plane and I can go out.
Kevin is out.
If I'm tired, I'm done. I'll be sleeping for 2 hours. And
yeah.
It's great. Most of the time I'm working, Joe, thank you. But you know, sometimes there are times where I'm just like, as soon as the engine starts, I'm like, you know, I relax. I don't have that control issue. You can't sleep on a plane. You can't sleep on a moving vehicle unless you're driving, then you sleep.
I don't sleep while I'm driving.
That's a joke.
But yes,
that's a joke.
It's true. I think everybody by now has figured out I am a control freak.
Yeah.
And I just don't do well. But on commercial, like actual planes that have engines, while I can't sleep, I totally agree with that. When it comes to turbulence and stuff, I'm like, whatever. Like, I'm not too terribly bad about that unless it's super bad, you know?
The last 4 weeks have been brutal turbulence.
Well, that's you.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the planes.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be on one in a week and a half.
Oh, I know. But yes, you have complained about that. All right. Getting back to the subject at hand.
Yes, ma'am.
What is my number one pet peeve? And I get that it's hard to choose because...
Boy, yeah, there's a list.
There's a list and I have it.
Hmm.
I like have some of them written down.
I know one of them probably on the top is like... Because you yell at me all the time about coordinating my clothes.
But oh my God.
That may not be the big... Well, you do. I mean, you're like, that doesn't go together. And I'm like, I'm a dude. I don't care. I mean, I'll wear a t-shirt with
I just need to make sure that you look good when you leave the house. That's not... Okay, that's more of a husband-wife kind of a thing.
All right.
Like, well, overall, what do you think my number one pet peeve is?
Well, you know, it's funny because when we were dating... And when we were texting back and forth before we ever met,
yeah,
you made a comment about either a misspelled word or a punctuation that was correct or incorrect. So I'm going to say that's your biggest pet peeve, is that people who don't know how to use punctuation or spell check or spell things incorrectly.
That's right at the top of the list. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So spelling and enunciation is huge for me. And I get that it's two different things, right?
Yeah, they roll together.
You can spell the word kitten, but if you say kitten, I want to punch you in the fucking face. Like, it drives me crazy. And it's two different things, but they all kind of correlate, right?
Yeah, you're and your.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't understand what people don't understand about your and your.
50% of people don't get that.
And there and there and there. Like, if this was third grade English, people, if you don't get it, I don't understand what you don't get.
Third grade. I mean, I don't remember.
It's third grade.
I don't remember third grade.
Oh, my God. All right. What's okay. I think what do you think my second one is?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Let me give you a hint.
I'm going to say cleanliness.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a
big one because
we're good
uber
together.
Clean, but it drives you nuts when things aren't
clean.
We go somewhere and something might not be clean or not be touched or, we, like I said earlier, we travel a lot. And when I'm in hotels, I don't look at the vent in the bathroom.
But
someone else does. And it can be nasty. Those things can be very dirty.
God, it's disgusting.
Typically those don't get cleaned every day. So
look at the,
that drives you nuts.
Yeah. Look at the hinge on the back of the toilet seat.
No, thank you.
Oh my God. The last place we both were, this literally just happened.
I remember
where the hell were we?
LA.
Oh yes. It was in LA.
Yeah.
I wanted to vomit because the hinge around the toilet was yellow and brown. Huh. I wonder what that could be from. Right? You're supposed to have fucking housekeeping in there every day.
Well, that's changed too. So with
housekeeping is supposed to be in the room and actually clean the room.
Especially the bathroom.
Especially the bathroom.
Where everything starts.
Yeah. Totally agree. So, which leads to another pet peeve of mine, which is people who wear shoes in the house. I don't understand that. You have just walked outside in the world where there's germs and gum and bird shit and dog shit and like everything in the world that you could walk through, you've walked through. And you don't take your shoes off in your house and you drag all this through your house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You better be mopping every day.
With bleach. Like, holy shit. I just can't. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. But here's another huge one of mine. Huge one of mine. I'm going to give you a hint and just say, how am I going to hint this? I'm just going to say celebration.
Celebration.
Okay.
Oh, glitter?
No, I love glitter.
You love glitter. I hate glitter.
I love
it
glitter.
It gets over everything and doesn't ever fucking go away. It's always there.
That is very true, but I am like a 5-year-old when it comes to glitter and sparkle.
Yeah.
Anything that glitters and sparkles, I'm like,
that's my pet peeve, not yours.
Yeah, that's totally yours. No, mine is releasing of balloons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just do not understand, and I never will, why people do this. P.S. They're not going to heaven. The balloons are not making it to heaven, people. What they're doing is you're releasing them, and then they fall back to earth, and then there's rubber and the
strings,
ribbon. Yeah. All over the fucking place, and birds are eating this and dying.
Yeah.
And even if the birds weren't eating this and dying, you're littering. Like, littering's a huge thing of mine.
That was the other one I was thinking of, too, because you're always like, driving down the highway or you're looking at the side of the road going, look at all that
plastic
everywhere.
It's plastic
and plastic bags. And
this is so hard for me to rank because that I would have to say is probably my number one.
Yeah.
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 Cause I will pull over If I see...
Yeah, we've stopped and we pick up stuff.
Numerous amount of times.
Through parking lots when we see stuff flying around, we're always picking it up and throwing it away. And,
yeah. It drives me bananas.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's weird that nobody ever looks at that or does anything about it.
If you just drive down a highway, I don't care what highway it is. I don't care where you are in the world.
Yeah.
If you're driving down a highway and you look at the shoulder, there is plastic somewhere.
There are states and areas that are much better than others. You know,
yes, but it still happens everywhere.
Sure. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But there's some that, you know, crews will go out and continually pick up, where sometimes around here you go down these, some of these roads, it's like, oh my God, nobody's been there in a year.
Yeah.
You know, you could stuck on trees and piled up in the ravines. It's just terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah. This entire world is drowning in plastic. And it makes me so incredibly sad.
Yep.
It really does. It makes me sad for the wildlife. It makes me sad for human beings, because now, you know, they're talking about forever chemicals in our water because there's so much littering going on.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me absolutely mental. Littering kind of goes hand in hand with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get why you can't possibly make it from your car to, I don't know, a garbage can.
Yeah, right. Why do you have to throw something out the
window? Why do you have to throw shit on the side of the road?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
And when we were kids, do you remember? Like, I remember this clear as day, and maybe that's why it has always stuck with me. But there, and I'm old, by the way. I get it. But this was in the, let's say, early to mid 70s. There was a commercial about littering, and it was an Indian, and he was crying.
Yeah.
Yes, you remember that.
Absolutely, yeah.
What an effective commercial.
Yeah.
And why the fuck don't they have that now?
Because people are littering recycling and
a thousand times more than they did back then.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And Smokey the Bear.
Fire prevention, but...
But there was a whole campaign behind it.
They should bring that exact commercial back.
They should.
I mean, there's no need to redo it.
I completely agree. It was
very effective, and it still would make sense today.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Bring it back.
Totally agree. Okay. What else is a pet peeve of yours?
I don't know. The gum thing just stands out in my head. No. It's like such a pain in my ass. I just really drives me insane. It's really strange that that's my biggest issue of anything, but you obviously know me very well. And you know, a lot of stuff, I just kind of roll with a lot of punches.
You roll with the punches better than anybody.
I have to with my job. I have to with my position. I have to with my customers and reps and blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. I mean, nothing else really. What do you think? I have any others?
I don't know. That's literally. Well, let me think about it for a second, because that is. It's the number one thing I know you bitch about. Like, I stopped even chewing gum around you, and I was not a chew gum like a cowgirl.
No, you weren't.
But I do crack my gum. I like to crack my gum.
Yeah, and.
And so he wants to kill me.
There's
so
a difference between
I just stopped doing it.
Bubbles and cracking.
I don't do bubbles. I crack it.
Right. That's annoying. More than bubbles, that's annoying. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I think because of the things that I do work-wise and just personally, I'm very organized. And I think people who are unorganized is a huge also issue in my head.
Yes, me too.
And it's like, how do you get through life without disorganization? And I mean, like, I typically have 15 to 20 things going on every hour of every day.
Yeah.
So organization's key to my life and
to your existence.
Yeah. And, you know, between us keeping our schedules organized and keeping our, you know, all of that just falls into the same thing. And I think people that don't do that bug me. It's like, how do you,
oh my God, I know it does, because do it bugs me too. We have very dear friends who I will not mention, but they are like the last minute kings and queens of the world. Yeah. They do everything last minute. And clearly it works for them and good for them.
Yeah.
I could not, like, we are such planners and super organized. I will say this about one of the first things I noticed about Kevin when we first started dating was, no, this is a good thing.
It'd be interesting.
Is like the first couple of times I was at your apartment, right? I would think to myself, okay, it's not clean, but it's not filthy. But more than anything, it is organized. Like everything had its place, everything. And I think that honestly attracted me to you so much because I'm obviously that way. Like everything has its place. I will notice if you've moved something in the house by an inch, I will notice it. And my friends do that because they think it's hilarious and it drives me fucking crazy, which is why they do it. But yeah, like you are very organized and in male standards, you're pretty clean. I will say that.
Well, okay.
But you've gotten better since I've known you.
It was my bachelor pad for the first time in, you know,
ever.
25, 30. Yeah. Well, ever really, I guess. Yeah. You know, so I kind of was living it up a little and maybe not the cleanest, but it was, I cleaned every weekend.
I know you did. No, I know. I totally know that you did.
Even without you around. I mean, I always did and just kind of try to keep things at least nicely. But.
And I have to say, that's what I love about us is actually tell the story about the first trip we went on together. When we first checked in to the hotel and then we realized how similar we were.
Oh yeah. So we checked in and, you know, we've both traveled for quite some time for a living and we both have, you've got certain things you do when you travel. So when we got there without saying anything to each other, we automatically put our bags out, opened them up and started taking everything out and putting it away.
Yep.
And Sherry looked at me and she's like, do you do that all the time? I'm like, absolutely. When I get somewhere, even if I'm going multiple locations in the same week, I unpack everything. I put it up in hangers. I put everything away. I put my toiletries out on the, you know, it's very systematical.
Yeah.
And Sherry did the exact same thing. And she was like, oh my God, I've never seen anybody do that. I'm like,
it's true. Yeah. It's like we were meant to be.
Yeah.
And then did you do the bathroom thing? Or was that just me and I've ingrained that in you?
No, I absolutely.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
No shoes in the bathroom.
No shoes are allowed in the bathroom.
To go into the bathroom when you go in. You can wear your shoes in the carpet or the, you know, the regular area of the hotel, but no shoes in the bathroom.
Because that's not actually clean. But the bathroom floor is one of the few things that they actually clean.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Typically. I mean, they're supposed to, but you never know. But yeah, you don't want to drag more stuff in there because you're coming out of a shower with bare feet and yada yada. But yeah, you know, so I take out my toiletries out of my toiletry bag or Ziploc bag and I put the bag underneath a hand towel and I put all my products on a hand towel.
Gosh, I love him.
And it's trust. I have some people who I work with and on occasion they've been into my room for a cocktail afterwards or, you know, whatever. And they used to always mess with my setup. Jay, just saying. Jay used to mess with my setup. I'm like, dude, why would you do that? He goes, I just wanted to see if you would notice. I'm like, how could I not notice?
Right.
There's a specific way that everything goes. There's a way that your toothbrush is there that's not touching other things.
Nowhere near the toilet.
Now I think I'm starting to sound a little crazy.
No, like, you're not.
No.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's been my routine for 32 years. So 35 years at this point.
Yeah. That's a thing. The bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I never keep our phones in here, but I literally just took a snapshot of an article that I wanted to send to like the world because it was a article about why you need to close the lid before you flush the toilet. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It's in the article, it referred to like a mini tsunami when you don't close the lid, and everything that you've just put in the toilet is now put in the air because oh my God, it makes me want to vomit even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But so that's another pet peeve of mine.
Number 27.
Yeah. And lastly, last but not least, for sure, liars are a thing for me. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand it. Mm-hmm. And we all know why. Like, when you grow up with somebody who lies all the time, you just have absolutely no... I guess it could go either way. You either become that person.
Right.
Or you become the polar opposite. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And I'm the polar opposite. Nothing else of yours?
Yeah, no, I don't.
He's so easygoing, you guys. He is. He is. He's a roll with a punch. I mean, thank God, because I'm a lot. And and he isn't. He's just a roll with the punches kind of a guy. Except if you chew gum around him and then he wants to kill you.
Well, yeah, if you're loud. Chew it quietly. I'm fine. I'll never know. But you're loud with it. It's there. Yeah. You're going to probably hear from me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I used to, chew Trident gum all the time, and I don't anymore because of you. Because I can't chew gum and not crack it. Therefore, I just don't do it anymore.
Do it all day when I'm traveling. I don't care.
No. Cause then I would miss
get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss the, because after a meal, you know, when you're, especially in the corporate world, when you're working nine to five or whatever, I would go to lunch and then I would throw a piece of gum in my mouth after lunch. And it's like the equivalent of brushing your teeth without having to brush your teeth. I'm chewing sugarless gum. And I got out of that habit. I don't know. We've been dating 15 years almost. So 15 years ago.
My B.
No, it's not your B. It's all good. Listen, we talked about that before. Like, you have to be honest with whomever you're with and say, this drives me bananas. And that was your thing.
It was immediately.
Yeah. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I don't do it anymore because of that reason.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Again, compromise is everything, people, in relationships.
Yes. You do one thing for me and I do 75 for you.
That is very true. It's
compromise right there.
I'd like to argue with that, but kidding. I really can't.
No, it's all good. I love the things. We have a quote unquote routine on some things, but we're not routine, which is another one of my things that I'm not a routine guy. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Be in an office and do the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Although I do, but I do it with different customers.
And yeah.
I travel different areas different. And to me, it's just refreshing and it's always something. It's a new challenge every day.
Right.
I know that I'm going to have to do something quick on my feet. And I love that part of that.
And he's so good at it.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
I really do like that aspect of.
I know you do.
Something's going to be different today.
Yeah.
And, nine times out of 10, it's a problem, but that's okay. It's
right.
It's different. It's a unique situation that I need to figure out, handle, and it's not the same thing every day. And that's, I had an opportunity at one point many, 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 many moons ago to open up an insurance office. And I passed on it because I'm like, that's going to be monotony to me. It's just going to be the same thing every day.
What kind of insurance? Wouldn't you have to get like certified?
Yeah. There was a class that they were going to put me through.
Oh, there was an opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There was, it may have never really panned out, and it was a long time ago. And I was like, oh, that's unique, you know, something different. And
was it Edward Jones?
No.
Oh,
no.
I get stuff from them all the time.
American Family.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to open up an office in Algonquin, and I was around there. Somebody knew me, said this guy would be great, and yada, yada. So I did some interviews and whatever, and I just didn't, I felt like
it would kill me. No, you would not do well.
It felt like it would kill me.
Yeah, you would not do well.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick in my channel of distribution I'm in now.
I will say, first of all, he is the absolute best at what he does. And even though it is like kind of the same thing, because it's kind of the same thing, but it's not, because it's different customers and different challenges with those customers.
It's
right.
Yep. Different customers, different brands, different.
And oddly, factories. I like routine.
Mm-hmm.
I can use food as an example between you and I. Like, we can, I don't know, I'm just going to use meatloaf as an example. Like, we can make a meatloaf on a Sunday, and then I can eat it again on Monday, the leftovers, because I don't care. Kevin is like, I cannot eat meatloaf tonight. I can't do the same thing twice. And
True. And
that's who he is. And I'm, funny enough, I like the stability of routine. That being said, real estate is anything but.
Right. Yeah.
Every deal is different.
Challenge every day.
Yeah. Every deal is different. But I love that about real estate, because every single deal is different and a different challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still in real estate. So I guess that's my...
Well, you're always like going to be in the same category.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your job. So I totally get that. But I think I know we're probably running deep on time, but I hope that I brought some uniqueness into your life over the course of our, so, you know, we do things at a whim sometimes, and I push those out there, and I think that's fun. You know,
it's great to do all that. Totally did.
And you've bought, you know, vice versa. You've brought some stability into my life and situation as well. And, you know,
I just think we're always the perfect complement.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. Well, in every aspect, right? Yep. I'm the yin to your yang and vice versa. And I totally feel that that's true. And I don't mean that in that we're polar opposites, because we're not. We're similar in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't discuss the similarities on the podcast because Snoresville. That would just be so boring. But, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Even when you have similarities, everybody's different. So,
for sure.
Yeah. I think we're always the perfect complement. So let's end it with that. I love you, baby.
I love you too.
So thank you for listening, everybody. You know how to get a hold of me, but I do want to say once again, my new sign off. Thank you, Maya. I love you. And if you want to comment on this or any other show, you can do so by reaching out to us on our website, lifewithasherryontop.com. C-H-E-R-I is Sherry. And or you can reach out on lifewithasherryontop@gmail.com. And I hope you do.
Hit subscribe, follow us,
yes,
and let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah, we'd love to get topics, guys. Yep. We'd love it, because, you know, I wing this every week. So
I wing it every week. I don't even know what we're going to talk about half the time.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I at least know what we're going to talk about, but I pretty much don't know until the day of. So, all right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you listening. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.